Hey everyone, it's Morgan dropping in to let you know that this is our season finale. Season 1 has been a 2-year project of much love and time, and we absolutely couldn't have done it without you. We never could have imagined the listeners we'd reach and the friends we'd make in this amazing community. Speaking of support, we need to say an extra thanks to our new patrons, whose support will allow us to compensate our people for their time and help the show grow. Kieran Sheedy, Catherine, Better Than Stormcrow and Caredin, thank you so much for your support. The Attic Monologues will be back in summer 2023 for season 2. In the meantime, keep an eye out for bonus content, casting calls and our future fundraising efforts. We hope you had an amazing year, a happy holidays and that 2023 holds only bright things for you. So without further ado, welcome to the Attic Monologues. Planar Prod presents The Attic Monologues, Episode 20, These Violent Delights.
Why are you recording? They're not going to move.
Yeah, but you have to admit, it's impressive. It's been hours.
And you're doing it on Bella's phone because...
Because what if Nyx does something while Bella's gone and she misses it? What if they finally have an itch they need to scratch? What if they finally fall over? She needs it for, like, posterity. Don't worry, I'll send you the video afterwards.
Good. You know you could always try telling them a joke or something. Or holding a feather under their nose. That'd definitely make them break character.
Seth Entham, you absolute bastard! Unlike you, apparently, I'm not cruel.
Considering everything, I find that incredibly hard to believe.
You have no faith in me. It's going to work.
Nyx is going to chicken out.
You just don't want me to win the 20 quid.
You keep believing that.
Jesus Christ, it's cold.
It's like 15 degrees. You just run weirdly cold.
Seth, it is 5 degrees. I'm freezing my tits off. You're just, you know, appropriately dressed for the weather.
You can borrow my coat if you want.
Just tug me, like penguins huddling for warmth.
Come here.
Hey, I come bearing coffee. An almond milk latte for you and a decaf caramel cappuccino for you.
I could marry you.
I won't go that far, but I'll say thank you. Also, caffeine, Lola, at this time in the evening?
I had some, like, stupid nightmare last night, so I slept like shit. I need the pick-me-up.
Well, you're welcome. I got a hot chocolate for Nyx too, but not sure if they're allowed to drink it right now in case the paint comes off. I brought a straw, though. I figured that might work. I don't want them getting dehydrated. And they've been standing there for hours already.
Aw, you take such good care of them.
I'm just, you know, I don't want to try carrying them all the way back to the flat if they faint.
You're such a great friend.
So, how have you guys been?
Good, yeah, good. Things at uni are a bit calmer right now, you know? We're a few weeks out from any big deadlines.
You know that isn't what I'm talking about.
It wasn't?
You guys haven't, like, talked about, you know, everything? Anything? Literally anything.
We talk about loads. We live in the same house and have a shared cooking rota. It would be hard not to. And we talk about our essays, we talk about the mice living under our floorboards, about the best episodes of Doctor Who in ranked order.
So that's a no.
I'm not sure if they... And if I'm ready to, you know... I mean, we both... There's so much and I just...
Nyx is in love with you, Bella. Please tell me you aren't trying to deny that.
Well, I mean, no, but...
So you're not in love with them back?
It's not that simple.
It doesn't sound complicated to me.
Well, here's your chance to do something.
Seth, I'm not just going to... Hey, Nyx!
Hey, guys! I can't believe you came!
And miss you pretending to be a statue in public?
Oh, so it was to take embarrassing photos of me?
Oh, definitely not. We put some money in the box for charity. We just also have some amazing photos.
I feel so supported right now.
I got you hot chocolate.
Oh my god, Bells, I love you. Thank you. Oh, being a statue is not as easy as it looks. My legs feel like jelly.
You did pick literally the worst pose to hold for 5 hours straight.
Hey, I stand by the tree pose. Heh, stand by. But it's supposed to be good for you, right? Like, yoga?
Sure.
Are you done now? Or do you have to go back?
No, I'm done. The man's in charge of the money and stuff, so I'm free to leave. Do you want to grab dinner? Mackie's. Or we could just go to the Caramel and Clove?
Yeah, I'm good for either.
Me and Seth actually have to head off.
No, we don't. Yes. Yes, we do.
We just came to take photos. And support you, of course.
Thank you.
But you two have fun at dinner, okay? Nyx, here's Bella's phone. It's got some of the videos from today on it. But I expect more by the time we next see you. Good luck, you two.
Good luck with what?
Love you guys. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
I swear those two get weirder the longer we leave them alone.
I'm sure they probably say the same thing about us.
Oh, probably. How are you feeling? Need to sit down?
Maybe in a bit. I just need to move around for a bit, I think. Do some wiggling.
A good thing the watching cameras are gone then, huh?
I am very proud of my wiggling, Bella. It's very good wiggling.
Yes, it's very good wiggling.
So, what are your plans for tomorrow? I know nothing can beat staring at me not moving for several hours.
Oh, just going to the Caramel and Clove, probably. Athery's dug up some books at the library they thought I might find interesting.
Anything good?
Oh, nothing you'd find interesting.
I find everything you like interesting.
Same. To you, I mean. Everything that you like I find interesting, not everything I... You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You have a bit of chocolate powder stuck to your paint.
Oh, man. Where?
Your cheek, just there. Hang on, let me get it.
Listen, Bella, I wanted to, talk to you.
Sure, what's up?
I wanted to, that is to say, I've been meaning to talk to you for a while. About stuff. How long have we known each other?
8 years? Nyx, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. If anything, things are finally going right. 8 years is like a really long time, and I can't believe it's taken me this long, but you know you're the coolest person I've ever met, right? No, don't look at me like that. You really are. I think you're amazing. I think you're wonderful. I love hanging out with you and living with you. I love hearing everything you think. I love...
Nyx!
No, wait, I need to finish this.
No, Nyx, behind you, there's a...
Hey! Hey, you!
Her? Is she talking to us?
I think...
Yeah, you with the crazy hair. Are you the protagonist?
The what?
I'm gonna take that as a yes.
Ah!
What are you doing? Don't touch them!
What?
Where are they? Where are they?
I don't know what you're talking about!
Let go of them!
No. You! Just tell me where you put them!
Ambrose, thank God you're here!
They have to be. I need...
Hey, what's going on?
Ambrose, she just attacked. I can't stop them.
Oh, go away. This has nothing to do with you.
I didn't do anything.
You lying.
Stop. Agatha, stop. It is Agatha, right?
You don't know me.
Yes. I do. You were...
Get off me!
Nyx! Nyxie, are you okay?
I'm fine.
You're not fine.
It's a bit hard to tell through the gold. Am I bleeding?
Yes. Not enough. For what you've done, you deserve...
Stop it.
What is wrong with you? Who even are you?
We should get out of here, go somewhere quieter to get you fixed up, Nyx.
The caramel and clove?
I'm not going anywhere until I get answers.
And then you can come too.
You want answers? I would also like answers.
You don't need anything.
Let's go, please, before someone calls the police.
Fine. Let me just check she didn't break Bella's phone, as well as my face.
Oh, please, I didn't do anything.
That hurts.
Are you okay?
It's barely a cut.
Nevertheless, disinfecting it just in case is the right way to go.
They're barely even bleeding.
And you're barely even being a dick.
Good one.
You can be quiet. What are you even doing here, Agatha?
Oh, sorry. Did you want me to be quiet or answer the question? Can't have it both ways.
Answer the question.
Well, I was attacking them. That's what I was doing. I would have thought it was obvious.
What did I ever do to you? Do I even know you?
Better than I know you.
What does that even mean?
Come on, don't play the fool. You know exactly what I mean.
No, I don't. Otherwise, I wouldn't be asking.
We should leave. Thanks for the plasters, Ambrose.
Yeah, I agree. I've decided, actually. I don't even want to know whatever the hell is going on. I'm good. It's been lovely meeting your fists, angry lady.
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous.
Can it, Smokey?
No. No, I won't can it. Are you really telling me they've managed to stay in the dark about everything this whole time? You'd have to be entirely dense to think this can last anymore.
What's going on?
It's nothing that you know.
You're really just going to lie to their face like this.
What? Athry. Ambrose. What does she mean?
Nyx is complicated.
Is it? Watch this. Magic is real.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to go back about 5 steps and tell me how we got from A to B.
Magic is real.
You said that already.
What more do I need to say? How can you not get it? You'd have to be a complete...
Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you draw the line at being a little bit rude?
Can everyone shut up for a second and explain what is going on right now? What do you mean, magic?
A few months ago, you found a collection of monologues and started reading them.
Are you the person who sent me those letters?
Hang on, letters plural. When did you get another one?
That's not important right now, Bells. Tell me, did you send them? Are you the author?
No, I'm not the author. I'm a fucking... monologue.
Nyx, this is Agatha Cochran.
Agatha Cochran? Who? Oh. That's Agatha. She makes a lot of mistakes.
That's me. Pyromaniac and Mirophobe, at your service.
Oh my god. Oh my
God! I'm so confused.
You read it. My monologue. On the 31st of October. Halloween. And now you can't find the piece of paper it was written on. Right?
Yeah, most of the monologues have gone missing, actually. But that's just because or at least I thought it was, just because I'm a messy person.
No. I was inside that thing. You read me out of it, so it vanished.
Like, I made you real?
No. I was born on August 7th, 1986. And on February 23rd, 2007, I pissed off something... someone. Powerful. So much so that they decided I had to go. So they wrote me down.
I'm sorry, are you telling me there's a person out there who can just write you into a piece of paper?
Why do you think they're called the author? Why do you think they threatened you when you started letting their prisoners out?
But they're just pieces of paper! I found them in a chest in my attic!
You know they're not.
Nix, you felt odd since you started reading them, haven't you? Like, something else was going on. Something other. That was the magic. That was you.
No, because even if I did believe you, I'm not magic, am I? I didn't know about any of this. And hang on, how do you know Agatha? Did you know about all of this? About magic?
Yes.
Yes? Yes? You can't just say yes, Ambrose. I've been going insane for months. I thought someone was trying to kill me. I have a chest that is apparently full of people in my bedroom. You've seen me reading them and you just didn't say anything.
To be fair, most people wouldn't accept magic is real without some sort of proof.
But you could have tried.
I should have. You're right. You're right. And I'm so sorry about all of this, Nix. You deserve a proper explanation. Not one given by the woman who just attacked you.
Well, she's the only one speaking any sense.
Nope. I don't actually want to do this, though. I don't care about any of this. I'm just looking for my family.
Your family? Are they monologues too?
I think so. They went missing after I was trapped. I assumed you were just, like, choosing not to read them out for some reason. That's why I came after you.
You could have just asked.
He's out already.
What?
I don't know about the others, but the Phoenix, he's already out. He's been out for months. He's staying with his sister.
Is it bad if I say I hope she punches him next?
Probably.
The Phoenix? Who even is that? Please, Ambrose, explain everything to me.
Where do I begin?
At the beginning? Magic is real?
Magic is real.
And the part of it is this person who can trap people in monologues.
Most people don't believe the author is real. No one in living memory has seen them. They're a scary story to keep children in bed at night. Who can steal your soul and trap it in paper and ink? Each artem et atramentum liaiser.
I've heard those words before. On the letters, on the wax seals. Bella said it was Latin, and the guy in one of the monologues said it was mixed in with Old Norse.
I don't remember that monologue.
You weren't there. The point is, I looked it up. Apparently it means something like in ink and paper chained.
That's exactly what it means, actually.
It's Trinivi, the language of Trinivantum, of magic. It's a composite language, part Latin, part Old Norse, morphed into its own thing over 1,000 years.
And I've heard that word before too. Trinivantum. Where have I heard that?
It was in one of those stories Ambrose used to tell me.
The Shattered City that exists in fragments inside London. Oh my god, is that real too?
Apparently.
And how do you know all about this, Ambrose?
I got involved with it at a young age. Oh, you've met Raven.
Well, I'm not really surprised that guy's into weird shit.
Right. Well, I created the Caramel and Clove as a safe space for people involved in magic. A meeting of two worlds, so to say.
Bella. Bells, are you okay? Ambrose, how could you keep this from Bella her whole life? That's so messed up, dude. What the hell?
I guess there was never a good time to tell me. I was a kid, right? And it's not exactly something you can lead with in a conversation.
Right.
That's no excuse. It's been years. You had time.
You're right.
It's fine. I understand. I'm just gonna take a sec in the bathroom to think. Bye.
Nix. Do you have any questions?
Dude, how can you even ask that? I have so many. Where do I even start? How does any of this make sense? Are you magic? Is the caramel and clove magic? What even is magic? Where do I fit into this? Actually, can we go back to when you told me I did magic? I feel like we didn't focus on that enough. Agatha called me the protagonist. What's that? What does that mean?
If I read out one of the monologues, nothing would happen. If Bella or Athri or anyone who's ever lived read out one of the monologues, nothing would happen.
Why?
Because for whatever reason, this is your story. The author is writing about you.
What do you mean?
The author writes stories. The monologues are most common, but most of the time, they're working on the narrative, capital N. The big story of a generation, all centered around a single protagonist. There's been a lot of protagonists over the years. Apparently, now that's you.
The author, when they wrote to me, they said that... They said, every story needs an author to shape it. Every story needs a protagonist to live it. I just thought they were being, like, super meta and dramatic about their writing. Why me? What the hell is so special about me?
No one knows how the protagonist is picked.
There's a lot of scholarship on the subject, actually, stemming back to before ancient Greek concepts of Kleos and...
Athri.
What? Oh, sorry.
So you're saying... What? That I'm the only person who can save these people in the monologues? That for some reason, the author writing about me gives me magical powers?
That's the gist of it, yes. It's a little more complicated than that, but...
But you're saying magic is real, and I'm the chosen one.
Yes.
No, actually, nope, I'm gonna... I need some air.
Bella.
Don't.
Bella.
I said don't. I know what you're going to say.
Then I shouldn't have to say it.
This isn't going to end well.
I know, okay? I know.
Then...
Please, Ambrose. I can't do this right now.
They deserve to know, Crow. They need to know.
Do they? I mean, do they really? What difference would it make? It's not as if I can do anything.
The longer you wait, the harder it will be.
I know. It's just... not that easy.
I know. Bella, I know.
How can I... They won't forgive me for this.
You don't know that. You can't know that until you tell them.
Could you do it? Could you look the person you care about most in this world in the eye and tell them that you've been lying since the day you met them, that all the time they were falling further and further off the edge, when they had no idea what was happening, when they were drowning and looking for anything to cling to, you knew what was happening all along? Could you do that?
I already have.
We are not the same, Athri. None of this is remotely the same, and Nyx isn't Ambrose. They don't just forgive and forget. They run away, and they let the wound fester, and they savour it until they make that betrayal a part of them. Until they've torn apart every memory and reframed it in blood. I can't be another in that long list of betrayals.
I hate to break it to you, kid, but you already are. The only thing you can control now is whether you tell them or they find out. Because eventually, they will.
I...
Bella, listen. We'll support you no matter what you decide. Don't think for a second that we won't. But the longer you lie, the longer we have to lie for you, Bella.
I'll figure it out, okay? I'll figure it out. I need time to think, to figure it out. Just time, please.
Okay.
I need to go check on them. Thank you.
If there's anything we can do.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll need someone to explain. Show them around. To teach them.
To mentor them.
It does appear to be my job.
I know. Ambrose, I'm sorry. If I'd known...
It wouldn't have changed a thing.
Probably not. I'm gonna...
What the hell do we do now?
You know what we have to do. The same as we did last time. We play our roles.
Thank you so much for listening to the Attic Monologues. If you're enjoying our show, please consider supporting us through our Patreon or Ko-fi to help us compensate the hard work our team puts into every episode. You can find links in the show notes below. Alternately, you can leave us a review or tell a friend, an enemy, or your oblivious love interest to listen. This episode was written and produced by Morgan Greensmith. It was directed and script edited by L.M. Clohessy. The sound design was by Anna LeClaire, and the theme tune was composed by Wilkie Morrison. In this episode, you heard the voices of
Atlas Morgan as Nix Ryland,
Anne-Laure Ryan as Vella Crowe,
Roya Garby as Lola Brodeur,
Ben Tallison as Seth Entham,
L.M. Clohessy as Agatha Cochrane,
Joseph Lowland as Ambrose Trelaw,
Kaz Gidman as Athri Dane.
The logo was designed by Ailey Lang. The social media is run by Soren Browood. You can find us on Twitter at Attic Monologues and on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook and TikTok at The Attic Monologues. For more information on our show, our crew, our policies or other shows made by our people, check out our website www.planarprod.com.
Again, thank you for all your support over our first season. We couldn't have done it without you. We'll be back summer 2023 for season 2. Have an amazing new year. Today's episode features the trailer for Valence, an urban fantasy podcast from Hookhouse Productions, featuring found family, funky magic, and plenty of queer characters. We know fans of the Attic Monologues will love this show. So without further ado, Valence.
Liam, don't embarrass yourself.
As if you could do anything useful.
You're going to fail. Give up before you're found.
Don't even bother trying. You know you aren't competent.
Not in the way, Liam.
Liam! Trust me, you could save lives.
That's more important than whatever you're trying to make this about.
You can do this, Liam. You're in the right place.
We can do this. We can do this. I'm ready.
Valence is a serialized urban fantasy audio drama by Hug House Productions about magic, data privacy, queerness, found family, and revolution. Find more at valencepod.com. We hope to see you soon in New Camlin. And remember, protect your magic.